This is KUT, the archives of Gabriel Garcia Marquez, a Colombian novelist, short story writer, screenwriter, and journalist, are now open to the public and they're located here in Austin. KUT's Veronica Zaragovia visited the Harry Ransom Center on the campus of UT and has this report.
Antonio Pigafetta, un navegante florentino.
That's Gabriel Garcia Marquez, giving his acceptance speech upon receiving the Nobel Prize in Literature in 1982. He was the author of works devoured and revered by readers around the world. As of this week, the public has access to what you couldn't find in a bookstore. Steve Ennis, the director of the Harry Ransom Center, says the archive includes manuscripts, scrapbooks, photographs, and correspondences.
Archives tend to give up their secrets slowly, but it will reveal, you know, significant insights into how he worked and who he was as a person.
Daniela Lozano, an archivist at the center, points out a couple of pages on display full of marks from his unpublished work.
It's called En Agosto Nos Vemos, from about 2003. Here you can really see, you know, how much work he put into it, how many like changes he was making, and just his notes.
The public can take a look at the material through November 1st. After that, people can come in with an ID and request to see items in the reading room. Next week, the Harry Ransom Center will host a celebration of the life and legacy of Garcia Marquez during a 3-day symposium. Salman Rushdie will give the keynote address, and the family of Garcia Marquez will also be in town for the event. Veronica Zaragovia, KUT News.